Welcome to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and this week we're going to provide a different perspective on a subject we covered last week. U of M Energy Institute research professor John DiCicco joined us last Wednesday to discuss the findings of an 8-year research project that he headed up. It determined that biofuels produce more carbon emissions and greenhouse gas than vehicles running on traditional gasoline. He has since testified before Congress twice that the U.S. policy on biofuels should be reconsidered and investment allocated elsewhere in the ongoing fight against greenhouse gases. It is his suggestion major investment be made in reforestation and in renewable energies. You can listen to that interview on the Issues of the Environment page at WEMU.org. Meantime, biofuel has been a boon to the agriculture industry throughout the country, and the agricultural sector of the Michigan economy is vital to the well-being of the state as a whole. And those in the industry are taking issue with Professor DiCicco's process of data gathering and analysis. It is that perspective we bring you today. My guest is Jim Zook, and Mr. Zook is the Executive Director of the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan and the Michigan Corn Growers Association. Thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having us on.
Well, the research put forth by the United States Department of Agriculture looks strikingly different from Professor DiCicco's. He contends the life cycle method of data collection and analysis the USDA uses is based on a system of modeling that allows for too many assumptions to be accurate. How do you respond to that?
One of the things that many of the models do not actually take into account with agriculture is our productivity that we have on our farms. Since 1935, we have seen productivity increase by an average of 1.7 bushels per acre every single year. Many of the studies that we have seen in the past do not account for that productivity and the fact that we are using less acres that are attributed to corn today than we did at the turn of the 20th century. So, you know, there's one assumption that is backed by fact that many of these studies do not actually account for.
Now, Professor DiCicco's research project relied on USDA crop production data. He contended when the period when U.S. biofuel production rapidly ramped up, the increased carbon dioxide uptake by the crops was only enough to offset 37% of CO2 emissions due to biofuel combustion. Therefore, he concluded that biofuel use has been associated with a net increase rather than a net decrease. Now, the figures I've seen from the USDA and from your association are quite different.
That is correct. Again, those numbers are 10, 11 years old. We're not putting any additional inputs on our ground today than what we did 10 or 12 years ago. Part of the carbon that is sequestered, again, is carbon that is already in the environment because it is carbon that is free in the environment that the plants pull in for photosynthesis, chlorophyll production. And with that, that is then returned in the cycle. There is no new carbon that is actually released other than a small amount that is in the processing. But again, we have to keep in mind that much of the carbon, or at least our organic matter that's sequestered in the carbon, lies below the ground, and many of the studies do not actually account for that piece of our system. The simplistic version of it is the biofuels is only using the carbon that's in our atmosphere currently. When you look at our gasoline, we're actually pulling those carbon from millions of years ago, and we're reintroducing all of those carbon or CO2 emissions back into the atmosphere because they've actually been pulled out, you know, millions of years ago, and we're actually adding to and reintroducing. Where in the instance for corn production, we are not introducing any new carbon other than we are actually pulling the carbon that is in the air right now back into the plants, and then it completes the cycle.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Jim Zook. Jim is Executive Director of the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan and the Michigan Corn Growers Association. We're discussing biofuels, corn-based ethanol, and whether or not new research out of the U of M refuting the benefits of biofuels should outweigh USDA research that supports expansion of the biofuels industry. In talking about the industry, what has it meant to the economy of the state of Michigan?
We have actually seen many small communities, almost a resurgence in those small communities. It has actually provided over 22,000 Michigan jobs that are associated because we have the ethanol industry here in the state. It also contributes to about $4.2 billion in economic benefit. But with that, we are keeping these jobs here within the state of Michigan. It has actually continues to spark businesses to be profitable that are supporting to the industry as well.
How much of the corn grown in the state of Michigan is subsidized or incentivized and comes at a cost to taxpayers?
Years ago, that used to be an issue, but since the biofuels industry has actually went into place, subsidies, direct subsidies to farmers have decreased significantly. The subsidies that farmers receive is around crop insurance premiums. And so there is not a direct on a per bushel basis that they receive. However, it is within the system that allows them to provide insurance coverage for if revenues do drop below a level that makes it very uncomfortable for their operation to continue.
Once again, our conversation with Jim Zook continues on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Mr. Zook is Executive Director of the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan and the Michigan Corn Growers Association. The argument against biofuels, as you well know, is certainly nothing new. As the foundation was being set for U.S. policy and this was really building, there was the notion that it took at least a gallon of fossil fuel to create 1 gallon of ethanol, and that was kind of net neutral. And then if you added in the transportation costs, the potential environmental harm to our waterways as a result of a lack of setbacks with corn crops, that the true cost of developing ethanol in particular was much greater than its value. Has that changed?
Absolutely. The one BTU that goes into raising the corn crop to process, we're actually getting two BTUs out. That includes not only the ethanol, but it also includes the oil that's within the current corn kernel and within the distiller's grain. So when you look at all of those BTUs that then get converted later on into other products, we are definitely being better stewards of that corn crop today than what we were just, say, 15 years ago. The other part of this is that when we're using ethanol, we are actually replacing some carcinogens that were in our gas. And again, there are rules and regulations that allow how close farmers can plant or work to waterways. And, you know, there are setbacks out there. So assumption that they are polluting our waterways, it really does need to be looked hard at, because I don't believe that to be the case. We are actually seeing huge reductions in sediment runoff because we are actually able to implement new practices on our farms that allow us to not till the soil, that cause the soil to remain on the ground, and then that we are able to still and continue to produce and increase our productivity. Again, that reduces the amount of fossil fuels that farmers do use in producing that corn crop. So a part of all this is actually looking at the systems that are in place today on the farms that they have reduced their energy input and the carbon input into raising that corn.
And what are the next steps? How is the next generation of ethanol going to be better, and how will it better serve the environment?
You're going to see increased efficiencies. We're already seeing reductions in water use that goes into the manufacturing of ethanol, as well as the energy used to get that converted corn kernel into ethanol. You know, there's advancements in science that we have. With that science, there's going to be better enzymes to break down those starches into sugars that then get converted into the ethanol that we have. But one that we do need to have is surety. surety so that those investments can be made so that we can ensure the safety of our environment.
I thank you for your time today.
And we thank you very much for allowing us the opportunity.
That is Jim Zook, Executive Director of the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan and the Michigan Corn Growers Association. This interview is available on our website at WEMU.org, as is last week's interview with U of M researcher John Tachico. His project came to the determination biofuels cause more harm to the environment than traditional gasoline. Now you have both viewpoints to look over and listen to. I'm David Fair, and I invite you to join us next Wednesday for another edition of Issues of the Environment. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.